Hello and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'm Mace Haroff, and this is the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Recently, when I spoke for a major medical device company, one of the sales representatives came up to me at the break and he said, Mace, I'm a big fan of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I listen to every one of them, but let me ask you a question. At the end of your podcast, you always say, remember as you go forward in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. He asked me, he said, Mace, Do you think that sales reps pay any attention to that? Here's my answer. The answer is probably not. Most sales reps don't pay attention to that. You know who most sales reps are thinking about? They're thinking about themselves. In other words, they're thinking about making the sale so they could hit their sales numbers, so they could generate a commission. It's all about them. It carries into everything that they do, the way they present themselves, the way they present their product. It comes across to the customer either at a conscious or a subconscious level that their only interest is in making the sale. Think about it during a sales presentation, and if you've listened to my podcast, you should know the answer to this. During a sales presentation in the medical device world, who are most sales representatives talking about? Now, some of you are saying, who? Well, you know, it's not really who. I go in there and I talk about my product. Exactly. If you go in and you're talking about your product, in the customer's mind, who are you talking about? You're talking about you. It's all about you. The product is you. It's the same thing. If you talk about the product, all that the customer feels is you just want to make a sale. In the customer's world, who is he most concerned with? Think before you answer. Well, again, it depends. For some customers, they're going to be most concerned with themselves. If you have the ability to make their lives easier, to enable them to do a better job in taking care of their patients, then you're going to be differentiating yourself. For other providers that you talk to or other customers, their focus is going to be on the patient. They want to do what's best for the patient. So if most of your customers or prospects are really more concerned with either themselves or their patients than they are about you, then who do you think you should be talking about? Pretty obvious, isn't it? But ultimately, here's why I think you really need to focus on the patient. See, ultimately, whatever you do is going to end up in the hands of an end user who's probably going to be a healthcare provider, someone who takes care of patients. And ultimately, whatever that person or that institution does is going to have a direct effect on the patient. In other words, making his disease condition go away, making it more manageable, more livable. And that's big. That is huge. That is ultimately what healthcare is all about, the patient. I believe that when your focus is on the patient, when you're selling, then you're always going to be talking about the right thing. Even if you're talking to a customer who is more concerned about himself than he is about the patient, he can't fault you for focusing the patient, and he can't ever perceive that your product or your service's ability to create a better world for the patient is going to be a bad thing. You see, when you focus on the patient, you just don't lose. And the other benefit of doing that is that, as I said at the beginning, your competition, they're probably not doing that. If nothing else, you have to at least own the reality that in healthcare, the patient should come first. So let me end this podcast as I always do, and hopefully you'll think about this from time to time as you're preparing for your presentations or when you go out there into your territory. But as you move forward through your medical sales career, my friends, the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. Talk to you soon.